My beloved heart dwellers in China, the Lord bless you with his peace. My heart is very heavy today with the news that our Chinese sisters and brothers have not been getting the translations of the recent messages. Our translator, a very holy and faithful woman, has been under attack from those who have said that people were waiting for messages and listening but not reading the Bible, so she should stop translating the messages. That just breaks my heart. Dear ones, I hope you were reading the scriptures, the Bible, every day, as well as the messages. The Word of God is what keeps us growing deeper in our understanding of God's ways, and we cannot live a holy life without constantly breathing in the divinely inspired words of the Lord, His holy scriptures. Please do not ever stop reading the Bible. That should come before any message that we put out. And here's a quote from 2 Timothy 3 that I want to share with you. Indeed, all those who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And that's what she's getting right now. Our ministry has been under tremendous attack. While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So please, my dear heart dwellers, do not stop reading the Bible. I would much sooner you read the Bible than listen to my messages. But the messages fill in different things that are very timely and current. And the Lord knows when there's an attack on his body. Like right now, there is an attack of condemnation and worthlessness on his body as never before. And that's one of the things he's been addressing lately in the messages, is the liars have been busy at work telling everyone that God doesn't love them, they're too sinful, that he won't have anything to do with them, he won't hear their prayers, all kinds of things, terrible things. And those things, not only are they lies, but they're lies against the truth and against God. They slander his character, and we should never, ever receive those into our heart. He loved us enough to get on that cross for only one of us. He would have gone to the cross to be crucified for just one of us. So how much more does he love us, all of us, who have come and given our lives to him? As Christians, there are several things we should never stop doing. Praying, praising, reading scriptures very thoughtfully, checking through our conscience to see if we've offended God and repenting, and receiving good solid teachings and showing charity to the poor, as well as supporting the ministries that feed our spirit. Reading the stories of the saints is also very important to help us apply what we learn. Because when we see others have had the courage to follow the Lord and make the ultimate sacrifice for his kingdom, we can learn from their examples. If we are growing closer to the Lord because of the teachings God has led us to listen to, we should also contribute to their ministry so they can continue to live only for God and not get tangled up in secular jobs. We have lived on Providence ever since the Lord removed us from the world to work for him. That's a good 33 years. And that is because the people are so very kind and concerned for the continuation of our ministry. But lately we've been under attack from covens that have joined together to remove us from the mountain and cut off our support and slander who we are. Thank God it is His will that we stay here. So even if we have to go without eating a meal or two, we will never abandon the work of intercession and teaching that He has mandated here on the mountain. And there are several young people here with a prophetic voice that is being cultivated and trained up for their own ministries. The other attack against our ministry is from those who have said God doesn't speak to people anymore. Oh my goodness, please listen to what Scripture says. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. And to that I would like to add, certainly, gossiping against a ministry is a great evil. And that was 1 Thessalonians 5. And again, in 1 Corinthians 14, beginning at verse 1, follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue and does not speak to people but to God, indeed, no one understands them, because they utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. This is so important, because the Lord brings things to us for the current day. Many onslaughts of the enemy have come against the body, and He warns us about them. And He reveals to us what we need to do to stop them from hurting us and hurting others. Goes on to say, anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Hey, guys, this is the New Testament. He's talking here about bringing us revelation, knowledge, and prophecy. Of course God speaks to us today. Of course He does, and it's written in His Word that He speaks to us today. Otherwise, it wouldn't say, I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy of the Word of instruction. So these messages from Jesus are instructions based on the Word of God for our times. They are current to the world situation and give us hope, as well as inspiring us to pray. When I bring these messages to you, dear ones, I often ask for prayer for the world. All those who follow us know that we are constantly exhorting everyone to pray for specific situations that are coming up. We are told about these things by Jesus, who knows what is going to happen in the future. They're not in the news, and no one knows about them, but He knows. And so when you cut off a prophetic voice, you cut off the mandate to pray for specific situations that are extremely important at the time. When these vital words from the Lord are cut off from you, dear ones, you don't have that information any longer, so you may not know what to pray for or against. We do need another translator, because our dear sister cannot keep up with the work of translating them alone. So I am appealing to you, please, if you can help us translate these words into Mandarin and get them to our family in China, we would so greatly appreciate it. You know, there are many who think they're ready for the rapture, but the Lord has pointed out the very things that are lacking to some of us so we can prepare. Jesus is uncovering areas of our lives that are still not ready for Him, and He is lovingly convicting us of those things. But if we do not have a translator, how can we get these messages to you, dear ones? For those who do not believe the Lord is still speaking to us, please listen to what the Bible says about it. And this is a continuation of 1 Corinthians 14, beginning at verse 7. Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the pipe or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? And again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? And so it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Now, mind you, we speak in tongues, and a lot. We pray in tongues almost constantly. So we're not putting down tongues. I'm just reinforcing what the scripture says about prophecy, which is a current word for the day. Goes on to say, undoubtedly there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager for the gifts of the Spirit, try to excel in those that build up the church. When you join our ministry, you are building up the body of Christ and strengthening the church on earth, and you're preparing souls for the rapture. Continues, for this reason, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that they may interpret what they say. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. Otherwise, when you are praising God in the spirit, how can someone else, who is now put in the position of an inquirer, say amen to your thanksgiving, since they do not know what you're saying? You're giving thanks well enough, but no one else is edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers and sisters, stop thinking like children in regard to evil. Be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. In the law, it is written, with other tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to this people. But even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues, then, are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is not for unbelievers, but for believers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and inquirers or unbelievers come in, will they not say that you're out of your mind? We've all heard that before, haven't we? But if an unbeliever or an inquirer comes in while everyone is prophesying, they are convicted of sin and brought under judgment by all, as the secrets of their hearts are laid bare. So they will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you. That's exactly it. When someone brings you a fresh prophetic word, it's because God is with them and He wants you to receive that word. And we don't want to cut off those who are bringing relevant prophetic words. That's what the devil wants. And that's why he's opposing our ministry. Dear family, prophetic words and exhortations are vital to the health of the body of Christ. And to say that God does not speak to people goes directly against the Word of God. Lord, help us that we should never, ever contradict or oppose the Word of God. So I am coming to you to ask for someone who wishes to be a part of this ministry to help us translate these messages for their people. I want you also to understand that when you are a part of this prophetic ministry, God credits your account for the souls who were touched because of your sacrifice and obedience. The ones who pray for us also will receive a reward in heaven for helping this ministry. We cannot do this alone, dear ones. We need helpers. And it is your faithful prayers that keep us going, even in the midst of spiritual warfare. It is not secret that the body of Christ is divided into so many fractured parts because there are so many opinions of men about what to believe and what to have scorn and contempt for in the Word of God. We should never have scorn and contempt, dear ones. There is much we are ignorant of, as the Lord is still teaching us every day. So be ever so careful not to commit the unpardonable sin of blaspheming the work of a Holy Spirit through good ministers. And I do want to encourage you, yes, discern right from wrong, but use the Word of God to do it, not men's opinions. Lord, have you anything to say? Jesus began, "I do indeed. You will know they are Christians by their love. There are those among many congregations the world over who have set themselves up as judges of my body based on their interpretation of Scripture. This is a warning to those who go around setting the record straight, so to speak. They find fault with every congregation and ministry under the sun, and the result is the fracturing, division, dividing of my body like it has never been before. If you are not with me gathering, you are against me. And those teachers who have remained faithful to my word, whom I have chosen to speak prophetic words from me, have been mercilessly cut to shreds over jots and tittles. Someone who claims to sit on my throne does, and claiming to be an expert in discernment, has passed judgment and spread gossip, lies, and calumny. How much better for them it would have been if they had instead studied themselves to be approved so that I could use them for the building up of my kingdom, rather than they using their talents for the tearing it down while claiming to speak for me against those I have legitimately raised up to groom my people for the rapture and bring salvation. Mother Claire is one such person, and she has given you my heart on who I will take and who I will not take in the rapture. If someone presumes to tell you that you are not ready for the rapture, I ask you to look up those teachings and find out for yourself what my bride must look like. Here he's referring to the messages that he's given me on who is eligible for the rapture. There are several, and you'll find a link in the description that will connect you with it. The Lord continued, "One thing I can guarantee you, those who claim to be my bride and make evil declarations against my hand-picked servants, their hearts are filled with jealousy and darkness, and they have spoken their very own prophecy. They indeed are not ready for the rapture." So all the time, I guess for the last few days, the Lord has been giving us Isaiah 58. He's been giving it to several different people in the community. And it's very important because this is critical time for us to be praying for critical situations. And it's so important that you get these messages and you fast and pray for the things the Lord is giving us. But here's what Isaiah 58 says. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a ram's horn. Declare to my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, like a nation that does what is right and does not forsake the justice of their God. They ask me for righteous judgments. They delight in the nearness of God. Why have we fasted and you have not seen? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Behold, on the day of your fast, you do as you please, and you oppress all your workers. You fast with contention and strife, to strike viciously with your fist. You cannot fast as you do today and have your voice be heard on high. Is this the fast I have chosen? A day for a man to deny himself, to bow his head like a reed, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Isn't this the fast I have chosen? To break the chains of wickedness, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and tear off every yoke? Isn't it to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the poor and the homeless into your home, to clothe the naked when you see him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will come quickly. Your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry out, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of a finger and malicious talk, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will go forth in the darkness, and your night will be like noonday. And continues, but I wanted to mention this. If you remove the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and malicious talk, and you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, that's what the Lord is trying to do on this channel, is to satisfy those who are afflicted with lies, with Satan's schemes to bring them down. And that is one thing he is constantly addressing, because Satan finds new ways to shackle us with chains every day. And a fresh word, how good it is to receive a timely word from the Lord. That fresh word helps us to focus our energies and our prayers on the areas that are going to come under attack. It continues and says, the Lord will always guide you. He will satisfy you in a sun-scorched land and strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruin. You will restore the age-old foundations, and you will be called repairer of the breach, restorer of the streets of dwelling. That's my husband's email address, repair the breach. And that's what we're all about, to repair the breach in the body of Christ. Please do not allow yourself to be caught in this vicious web of negativity that injures legitimate ministries and cuts the body of Christ off from receiving prophetic teachings highly relevant to the times we are living in and the challenges that we're facing. So if you want to be a part of this ministry and help bring the words of the Lord to the Chinese believers, I would welcome you with open arms. I asked the Lord if he had anything else to say, and he continued, I haven't much more to say about this, except woe to those who scatter and divide my sheep. On that day, I will say, I never knew you. God forbid that any of us should fall under that condemnation. Dear ones, continue to build up the body of Christ. Keep your tongue from evil. And pray for those who minister fresh manna to you every day. And just to end on a slightly more positive note, remember, Jesus said, "He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me." Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And I remind you of the scripture in Matthew 10:40, because by taking up the pen and translating the messages for other souls, you are receiving a prophet's reward. You are bringing to them the prophetic words of the Lord that are in season now, that are critical now. And the Lord will reward you for your kindness and the extra work that you went through to deliver the word, even as though it had come through your own mouth. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us.